Balls Deep Football, Friday night. What it do? It's Snappy Nap. If you didn't already know, we do this out of H-Town. That's Houston, Texas. Hurricane Harvey. Touchdown about 30, 45 minutes ago. Category 4. Corpus Christi, which is south of Houston. As far as where I'm at, what we're getting, a lot of rain. It's been raining steady since noon. Really hard for the last 2-3 hours. Just hoping everybody's safe and whatnot. We got some fantasy questions. Please call in. I know you're doing your draft. I'm bored as hell. The power's about to go out. I can only play cards for so long. I can only watch adult movies with lotion for so long. Call in with some questions. Dak Prescott or Marcus Mariota? Le'Veon Bell or wait for Melvin Gordon? Who's a sleeper tight end? Whatever the questions, holla at your boy. Jessica Alba or Jessica Biel. You get the point. Yo, let's start with the cream of the crop. My favorite position in fantasy football. The running backs. Your core, your heart. I did a lot of time in the restaurant industry. So they'd always call the kitchen the HOH, heart of the house. I truly believe that with running backs. I've got 5 or 6. I'm going to cherry pick some headlines. Let's go buy or sell. In terms of fantasy football relevance, this could be backfield committees. This could be rumor mills about who's getting less touches or who's going to get cut. This could be drawing on, forecasting based off of preseason statistics. So, I mean, how much weight we really going to put into it? You already know. Let's start it off. Number 1, Philadelphia Eagles. LeGarrette Blount. Let's talk about Blount, the Eagles running back situation. Notably, buy or sell, buy or sell. Doug Peterson's comments. The head coach said, in a nutshell, downplaying LeGarrette Blount's early preseason struggles. Maybe he's gotten a first down out of his preseason carries, but Peterson basically reiterating that, hey, they brought him in from free agency. This guy's going to get the early touches. Now, remember, they do have a backfield committee, as far as I'm concerned. Darren Sproles, veteran. Wendell Smallwood, second year. And then Pumphrey out of the 4th to 5th round. San Diego State, 3-year starter out of college. More of a scat back, 5'9", 170, 4.48 speed type bullshit. But I'm selling, or am I buying? Call in. Tell me what you think. Remember, we're not buying or selling LeGarrette Blount. We're buying or selling Doug Peterson's comments downplaying that Blount has struggled and that he is still the man in Philadelphia. Number 2. What it do? Let's talk about the Minnesota Vikings. Latavius Murray, Dalvin Cook, rookie out of Florida State. 4-year starter. I think he is freshman year. They eased him in after 3 or 4 games. But Latavius Murray, what's there to say? He's had a 4.0 minimum average yards per carry his three, four years in the league. So that's impressive. Been running behind Oakland's O-line. Now he comes to Minnesota. Not as talented of an offensive line. So he's going to have to do more on his part. Which is why a lot of people are down on him. They think Dalvin Cook's got a little more natural talent and buy or sell. Zimmerman's take on it. He thinks it's going to be a committee. Buy or sell, what you think? Committee or not, I think Dalvin Cook will get it by the time Minnesota hits their bye week. What it do? Real quick, weather update. Houston, Texas. That's what Balls D football is. Late Friday night, Hurricane Harvey. Touchdown, 4 miles east of Rockport, Texas. About 130 mile an hour wind. Category 4. Corpus Christi alone, several counties. I think up to 40,000 power outages. I'm just walking around right now. About to go into Sweet Tomato, get the vegetables on. For y'all that don't know Nappy Nap, look up Gout G O-U-T. It's a life-changing event. We'll talk about it next time, but right now it's fantasy. Let's get back to it. That was the update on Hurricane Harvey. Flood's still supposed to come. Fuck everybody else up. But it's just sprinkling. We got the umbrella going. Sweet tomatoes. I'll let you, boy.
What's going on, guys? Beans over here. So Nap's been keeping you updated on Hurricane Harvey. I thought I'd give you my update because obviously we are not together and we usually do the show today for the whole week. I don't know if that's going to happen just with the weather. Probably will not get to one another today. So we'll just keep kind of posting independently on the phones here. So we'll have to make do. But as for myself, yo, I've been getting a lot of rain on this side of town. I just had two tornadoes touch down maybe like 20 miles away. So really close, a little too close for comfort. Although I would love to see that. And if I do catch a tornado, I will totally document that, post it on our Instagram. I've got a little bit of a storm chaser blood in me. Y'all ever see the movie Twister where they threw Dorothy and shit up in the air? That's what I'm talking about. So anyway, yeah, we are still waiting for the worst of the weather. I think we're going to get a downpour tonight, and it's just kind of might overflow all the bayous in Houston. That's why they call it Bayou City. We have a lot of bayous that kind of catch all the runoff, and usually that overflows, and that's the problem with Houston flooding, is you get all these kind of reservoirs and bayous over flooding, and it just kind of makes a big mess for the whole city, and that's where like shit just gets really crazy. So we'll keep you updated, and we'll stay safe.